It's time to talk about the defense on Eagles 360. Two big plays allowed against the Arizona Cardinals, and two big plays enough to beat the Eagles on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, if Larry Fitzgerald retires tomorrow, it won't be a day too soon for Eagles fans. He's done enough to beat the Eagles over the years. But it was that play and the 75-yard touchdown pass on 3rd and 5 to John Brown, of course, that Bill Davis was lamenting after the game. Two missed opportunities for the Eagles on an otherwise impressive afternoon.
Really needed a play, and we made a couple up to the third down, and then they made one. And it was, maybe I could have had a better call or execute it. It's just it's one of those things that at the end of a game, that's why it's so important. The rest of it doesn't really matter as much as at the end of a game, you've got to make the plays to win those games in the NFL.
You always talk about keeping the ball in front of you. I mean, when you go home, is this one just make you a little bit more sick because of that?
We lost the game on, and we almost came back. Offense almost came back, but at the end of the day, we can't let them behind our defense, and we didn't.
Was the safety deep enough on that last touchdown? I mean,
they got behind the defense. You know, they're never deep enough if they get behind us. So they can't get behind the defense, and they did. And again, we're all attached. The rush is attached to the coverage, and underneath coverage to the deep coverage is the Philadelphia Eagle defense got beat on that last play. Yeah, we're excited about the challenge, guys. If we make that play on 3rd and 6, the whole conversation here is different. It's one play that they got behind in a crucial point, and we had to play that one better, but there's not a blanket problem. It's just we got to stop the big plays and not let them behind us.
So Bill Davis very understanding that there's still some work to be done for an Eagles defense that is in far better shape right now than it was at this time a year ago. We take a look at some of the numbers here. Eagles are getting it done in some categories that are impressive. The rushing game, rushing defense, quite good. Third down percentage, excellent. Red zone, solid. And the sacks are up. Now, what the Eagles need to do, obviously, Bo, is hold on to lead, something they didn't do in San Francisco, something they didn't do in Arizona.
Well, of course, those yardage totals are a little misleading because of the pace the Eagles play at. If you look at yards per play, it's certainly better. But, getting Michael Kendricks back yesterday is going to be a big factor for this defense moving forward. He was just sort of eased into things in the dime packages. That's going to help things as well. But right now, the Eagles need to get better play at the end of the game, as you're saying, from the safety position, from the pass rush. No sacks yesterday after what's been an impressive pass rush so far.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the Eagles do at safety. Will they challenge Nate Allen? Will they make a change? Earl Wolf trying to push for some playing time alongside Malcolm Jenkins. Some adjustments need to be made, particularly late in games. But on Sunday, the Eagles were beaten by a good call, excellent execution from the Arizona Cardinals, and that happens in the NFL. I got to tell you this. Carson Palmer, a lot better than I thought he would be. Got rid of the football quickly, played it safe, and ultimately defeated the Philadelphia
Eagles.
A really
nice throw to John Brown and a really nice catch.
And on that play, Nate Allen, the safety with deep coverage responsibility, did not get it done. We go into the locker room after the game, talk to the defensive players, starting with Allen, talking about that big play.
We were just in a quarters look, and, that's on me. I got to stay that deep and make that play. That's bottom line, yeah.
You got to play deeper, in that situation. And he made a play, and I thought I was going to be able to catch him, but I couldn't make that play.
The secondary, when you make mistakes, it's amplified. They're usually big plays, but I don't think we're discouraged at all. I think it's something that we can look at and get better at, but and by no means are we in a panic.
They just made plays, and they made one more play than what we were able to do. That's just what it was.
21 penalties. I mean, how much does that just kill the flow of a game?
Yeah, that's something we got to clean up, the penalties, and especially early in the game, the first few drives. But some of them, when they're aggressive penalties, you can't really get mad at it. Sometimes those hands to the face or illegal contacts, pass interference, those stuff happen with being aggressive, and we can live with those. We just got to clean those stuff up next week.
How much does this hurt when you had two long, balls over 75?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, that's something we, talk about being in the defensive back room and, trying to keep the X plays off us from big plays. And, I take the blame for that last one.
The good things are, we fought, we made plays to put ourselves in position, but then we also made a bunch of mistakes that really could have changed the game in either way, in all phases of the game. So it's a lot to get better off of this film, but it's still a lot to be encouraged about. It's one game. This didn't make or break us as a team. It didn't make or break our confidence, and we're looking forward to the Texans.